The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake, for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And welcome back to Ordinary Time. We got the green back once again. And once again, a little thought for you for the day. St. Peter. By all accounts, St. Peter had a very impulsive personality. He seemed to speak before he was really finished thinking. And it's all throughout the New Testament, right? St. Peter says to Jesus, "Lord, command me to come walk to you across the water," says St. Peter just before he drowns. Or at the Last Supper, "Lord, I'll never betray you. Even if everybody else betrays you, I'll never betray you," says St. Peter just before he betrays the Lord. Then, of course, there's today's statement, "Lord, we've given up everything and followed you." And here's the question for the day. Peter, what have you really given up? You know, it's interesting. In the New Testament, the word to give up has two different meanings. The Greek word, it's aphikomen, and it has two different meanings. Either it means to leave something behind, or it means to set something down with every intention of picking it back up again. To let it out of your grasp of your hand, right? So the apostles had let a lot of things out of the grasp of their hands, but what about the grasp of their hearts? "We've given up everything and followed you," say the apostles as they squabble with one another for positions of importance. "We've given up everything and followed you," say the apostles as they fight with one another about who's the most important. "We've given up everything and followed you," say the apostles, with the clear implication that following you, Jesus, better not cost me anything. "We've given up everything and followed you." Their words, once again, race far, far ahead of their hearts. But the question for this morning is, what about your heart? What about your heart? Would you like to have a heart that belongs to God alone? Would you like to be able to say, "We've given up everything, Lord, and followed you"? Of course you do. Or otherwise you wouldn't be in church on a Tuesday morning, right? Would you like to say that to the Lord? Then here's a word of counsel that comes to us from the saints. Strive to simplify your life as much as you possibly can. Created things, material possessions, and especially money, they're not bad, but they're funny. They have a funny grasp on our hearts. No sooner do we possess them, we begin to discover that they actually possess us. And we have a very hard time letting them go. They have the capacity to smother a heart's deeper love, to divide the love of a heart. For example, I knew this priest once, and he had this car. It was his antique. And he loved this car. Now, don't get me wrong. It was beautiful, right? But he parked it far, far away from everybody else's car, lest anybody give it a parking lot ding. Whenever there was a bird poo or a bit of road grime on his car, he'd drive it off to the car washery to make sure that it was always showroom new, until he realized, you know what? This car is an attachment. And that's really the key word if you want to try to simplify your life. The key word is attachment. You've probably heard that before, but let's take a slightly closer look as to what it means. What's an attachment? Well, an attachment is a freely willed clinging to a created thing for its own sake. Understand, there's three parts to that definition. First of all, it's a freely willed clinging. You have to choose it. So if you have a nice cold beer on a hot summer's day and you say to yourself, this is so refreshing, oh my goodness, I hope I'm not attached. No. It has to be a free choice. It can't be like a natural consequence. You have to freely choose it. Secondly, it has to be to a created thing. Spoiler alert, everything in this entire world is created. God is the only uncreated thing. But this is really the key. For its own sake, all created things are meant to lead us to God. And if it doesn't lead you to God, would you believe it's actually a hindrance? And this happens all the time. Good things that, you know, they're supposed to be like signposts on the road. God made everything to point to Him, and made some really great things. Sometimes we come home so fixated with the signpost that we stop right there at the signpost. You know, imagine somebody's driving to New York, and they see a signpost that says New York with a great big arrow. How foolish would they be to stop at the signpost thinking that they've arrived at the destination? But we do that all the time with our created things. Simplify as much as you possibly can. Because the only thing in the entire world that's worth your heart's love is God. It's the only way that we'll ever find rest or happiness too. So this priest, he finally got a new car. And would you believe what he did when he got his new car? Imagine this. He took the key out of his pocket and he chipped a bit of the paint right off his brand new car. And he said, there, now, at last, I'm free. I don't recommend that you go and do the same thing. However, I do recommend that you identify and target your attachments, because that's the only way that we will ever truly be spiritually free. We've given up everything and followed you, the apostles say to Jesus. Let's you and I say the very same thing and mean it, for our good, for the good of those we love, and for the praise and glory of God the Father.